In 1932, Alexander Calder wrote, "Why must art be static? You look at an abstraction, sculptured or painted, an entirely exciting arrangement of planes, spheres, nuclei, entirely without meaning. It would be perfect, but it is always still. The next step in sculpture is motion."
It's hard to imagine that the mobile actually was invented. The idea of the mobile is now so ubiquitous.
Curator Gary Garls.
We see mobiles in many forms everywhere, but this was actually invented by Alexander Calder in Paris in the 30s. He was influenced by the Surrealists and their interest in chance, that we do not have total rational control of our thinking or of our experience in life. Calder was very interested in how sculpture might give a voice to that. And by making the mobile, there are a set vocabulary of forms and possibilities of certain combinations and shapes, the way the piece relates to space. But on the other hand, it's indeterminate, that the elements can move freely from the influence of air currents.
There was no name for such a thing. A sculpture set loose in space, free to move with each passing breeze. So Calder asked his friend, artist Marcel Duchamp, what he should call them. Duchamp's answer, mobile, the French word for movable, as well as motive. Duchamp and Calder loved puns and double entendres. Motive suggested that a sculpture might have a mind of its own.